This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for August 31st. I'm Paul Plack. Airshow attendance continues strong with 2 months remaining in the 2009 season. ICAS says it expects the industry to score a 20% increase over last year when all is said and done. About 70 owners of the high-performance piston composite aircraft, variously known as the Lancair Columbia, Columbia, and Cessna Corvallis, met to consider common interests over the weekend in Bend, Oregon. The group heard from representatives of Cessna that the planes are a valued part of the Cessna family, that new fixes are coming for common problems, and that the company will honor previous warranties, even if they're better than what is now offered by Cessna. Boeing has officially confirmed that the Dreamliner will fly this year and reach customers before the end of next year. Boeing is also asking the state of South Carolina for help in permitting a second Dreamliner assembly line there. NATCA says FAA outsourcing of infrastructure maintenance left controllers at Oakland with crippled communications for a half hour last week and wants to know why. The former Myrtle Beach Air Force Base could become an aviation park, with construction starting as early as next spring. Next month's meeting of the UN General Assembly will bring with it four TFRs in New York, one of them lasting 2 weeks. Amerijet says it's maintaining normal operations despite a strike by the Teamsters. The union begs to differ. And Sikorsky raises the prize for a sustained human-powered helicopter flight to $250,000. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves explains why shopping for instruction based solely on price is no guarantee of value. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.